Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. At the bottom of the hour, as we do every Worship Wednesday, we've got the hot seat. And our own DJ Supreme, USC Chris, is about to join us tonight on the hot seat. He's the Fox Sports Radio technical producer, host of his own Pride of Detroit Lions podcast. Now, you don't see many of those Pride of Detroit Lions, at least not outside of Detroit. So he's going to try his hand at on the hot seat.
It's the first two-minute podcast in the history of podcasts. Because you're trying to talk about the positive and the good stuff.
Right, and you got about 2 minutes worth. I hear you.
Has he been on best 2 minutes?
Has USC Chris been on the hot seat yet, Rob? I don't know if he's been on.
No, this will be his maiden voyage into the hot seat.
This is maiden voyage into, oh my gosh, Rob.
When he was in my class, you know, he used to have to do a hot take. You know, I had all the kids, give a hot take before the class started.
Right.
I don't remember, so this will see if he learned anything from my class I taught.
Well, I think what he's going to learn is to, don't come on the hot seat with the Odd Couple. I'll tell you that. All right, anyway, the big story in the NBA playoffs, and there's a barn burner on right now, game 6 between the Celtics and the Raptors. Of course, the Raptors were my pick in Eastern Conference to win the final, so we'll say if they stay alive for game 7. Your pick, the Bucks. They went down in 5 to Miami. And everybody's wondering what is Giannis going to do. He's already put it to rest. He said in an interview with Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports that he's not going to ask for a trade. His direct quote was essentially, when some people see a wall, they go the other way. When I see a wall, I run through it. I love it. Rob, to me, like, this is not even a controversy. This is kind of a made-up, a fabricated story. Because there's no real reason. He's 25 years old. There's no real reason he needs to demand a trade. If you got 1 year left on your deal, play it out. If they make the moves in the offseason to give you a team that can win a championship, obviously you got to do some improving yourself. But, you know, if they can get a Chris Paul, as people are talking about, or somebody that makes you better, go for it. Try to win it. And if you don't, then you can walk or, you know, decide what you want to do. But I don't think this needs to be a big story at this point. And the Bucks too, Rob, if he rejects their extension offer, which they're certainly going to make him, I don't think they can trade him. You're Milwaukee. You haven't had a player like this since Luau Cinder. And you may never get another player like this. So I think you got to ride it out.
Yeah, it's a tough spot to be in because there'll be people coming with packages and picks and all kinds of stuff. And you say, should we just take this or wind up with nothing when he walks out on us?
Right.
But I just think I think if Giannis, if someone can get to him and let him know it's not the end of the world, that other great players have struggled in the beginning, it's not that automatic that no matter how good you are, if you're a two-time MVP, it doesn't automatically mean you're going to win. Steve Nash was on a really good team in Phoenix, won back-to-back. They never won. Right? I don't know what you needed to add to that team. I thought they were good, Chris. They never got there.
Never got to the finals.
That's what I'm saying.
He doesn't want to be another Steve Nash.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I think you use more uplifting ones.
No, but I'm just saying. No, I didn't mean it from that standpoint. I meant to say how long it took Michael Jordan to win, how long it took LeBron James to win. Obviously, those are the stories you have to paint. Mike didn't run out on Chicago. Chicago had never won anything. They were the laughing stocks of the NBA, the Bulls, and they had never won. There was no confidence that the Bulls were going to get there and that everything was going to work out.
Right.
I remember covering the
Scottie
NBA
Pippen
back
wasn't
then.
Any great, right? Nobody was thinking of Scottie
nobody,
Pippen as
nobody
some great
thought
player.
That. And people criticized Michael Jordan when he had the 63 and they lost to the Celtics. Oh, yeah, he'll get his, but he'll never make his teammates better. He'll never win. Chris, they
Not
wrote
like
that.
Magic
they
and
said
Larry.
That.
Yep.
Am I right?
Yep.
People have have revisionist history that everybody was on board with Michael Jordan in the beginning. It's not true.
Absolutely.
And he got better every year and came back every year doing something better, and that's what Giannis has to do. He can, you know, run if he wants, but he still has to get better. There's things that he needs to work on, and they got to add another player. That's really what it comes down to. Milwaukee's not terrible. If you push everybody back one slot, Chris, and add a star and push everybody one slot, that'll be a really, really good team.
Would you like Chris Paul there?
I'm not against it, but I would like to see what else is out there.
I mean, unless they can get a Bradley Beal, who's obviously younger, terrific shooter.
I would rather
prefer him at this point than Chris Paul.
I would take him, even though Chris Paul's more experienced and has been in the playoffs and could be a leader like that. I don't know. At some point, you know, you start looking at Chris Paul and just go, I don't know if it's going to happen for him.
Yeah, I mean, he needs another – well, he's had stars and hasn't gotten it done.
That's what I mean, right.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a guarantee that you're going to win it. Like I said, I would prefer a Bradley Beal, but if it has to be Chris Paul, because we know he's available because of that contract, he's got 2 years. One, last year's a player option, but I'm sure he'll take that. So 2 years, Rob, at like $45 million essentially per year, or 41 and then 42. Four or something like that each year. So he's going to be available. I don't know if they can get Bradley Beal, but they can go get somebody. And Giannis can improve. It's not like you're asking him to do something he can't do. He's already improved by leaps and bounds.
He's improved every year.
That averaged 7 points a game as a rookie. 13 points as a second year. 17 is third year. Like, nobody saw this coming. He has improved a great deal. And so now he needs to keep improving. And then if he can get that consistent mid-range J-Rob, then sky's the limit, obviously. Now, this Raptors game, remember how game three ended with the buzzer beater by Anunoby? Okay, they went for it again, out of bounds. Didn't work, but yeah. So it's going into overtime, the Raptors and the Celtics. Great game six there. But, Rob, let's move on to football. Deshaun Watson, who just signed a huge contract, 4 years, close to $160 million. He did an interview, a long-form interview, with ESPN. And he talked about the unique challenges that a black quarterback faces. And specifically when speaking out on social issues. Now, this is a guy, Rob, who said just in January that he doesn't speak on politics and religion because there can't, this is a direct quote, there can't really be a right or a wrong or a yes or a no. In reality, everybody's going to have their own opinion. So you're fighting a battle you can't really win. That was just in January. But he said the George Floyd incident changed him, and now he is willing to speak out strongly about politics, religion, social justice, whatever it may be. But here he said this when it comes to, and we see in the NBA, their ratings are down. A lot of people think it's because of, you know, their strong stance on Black Lives Matter, players speaking out, phrases on the back of the jersey, so on and so forth. And there may be some truth to that. There probably is, to be honest. But he says this is the challenge black quarterbacks in particular face when they decide to speak out. Here's his direct quote, Rob. To keep it real with you, I feel like whenever a black quarterback speaks up, the outside world sometimes doesn't think they're educated enough to know what's going on. So in reality, they're like, hey, y'all black quarterbacks, shut up. Y'all don't know what you're talking about. So that's what he said. What are your thoughts, Rob, on what Deshaun Watson said?
I think it's more than just black. I just think it's athletes in general. There's a stereotype that athlete, dumb jock, that's where it comes from, right? Mm-hmm. They could play ball, but they don't know anything else. They didn't go to school. They got degrees in basket weaving. These are all stereotypes.
Right.
And most people buy into them. Black, white, and different. It's the Laura Ingraham syndrome. Shut up and dribble. You know, we don't want to hear from you. You don't know. You're not educated. You're not well-versed in these things. And it's all poppycock. I mean, because to me, it's about people on platforms where people are listening. And you don't have to be a Rhodes Scholar or an Ivy League graduate or whatever to know the difference between right and wrong, Chris. That's what you don't. So, right. So I'm not saying you're going to break down a bill and you know that's got to go to the House and the Senate and all the other stuff that go. No, that's not what I'm talking about. You can speak on an epidemic in this country where unarmed black men were killed by white cops. I'm sorry.
Right. Right.
We live it every day. We've been stopped. Our families have been stopped. Our friends, we've lived that. Don't tell me I can't talk about that or talk about asking for equality and the rules and the laws that cover everybody equally.
Right.
Chris, that's not hard math. Stop it. People are trying to act like it's some thing that you can't comprehend because you play football. It's the most ridiculous and absurd stance I hear from people. No, he can talk about it. Everybody can talk about it because we live it. So, I mean, he used the term as black quarterback. I'll just say athletes in general, and especially obviously the pushback because it's black people and white quarterbacks on in this position. It's right. The same thing when people get paid, Chris. big money. You know, nobody ever asked Tom Brady, are you going to go back to your neighborhood and donate money? And are you going to buy your mom and dad a house? What kind of car did you buy? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Those questions are asked of black people.
Right. What's the first thing you bought?
Right. Did you buy your mom a house?
Contract.
Did you what? They don't ask that stuff.
Because they know that whites have been placed right. in a position where, you know, they don't have the challenges that black people have in a lot of cases in terms of economics and stuff. Many of them. But I agree with you, Rob, and what you said. I don't think it's just black quarterback. I think, like you said, the dumb jock. And think about it. You don't see many white athletes speaking out about issues. Because, to be honest, we know fans don't want to hear, don't care what they say. And we've said it. We said it last week. The black athletes, we wish black athletes weren't in that, didn't have to speak out. But they are. They're in a position. The black community needs them to speak out on certain issues.
Because they're the only one that they got that platform. Right.
They got the great platform. People will listen to them. People idolize them. And, you know, they have a voice that most African-Americans, even very successful ones, do not have. And so that's why they speak out. But, yeah, I don't think it's just because they're black. And you hit it on the head. What they need to do is just sound the alarm. And then, as you said, some of these issues are just obvious.
Right or wrong, Chris? They're right or wrong. Am I right?
And I'll say this, Rob, to add to what you said, because, you know, a lot there are people out there that say the black, you know, unarmed black men being killed by police is overblown. I think last year maybe it was like 19 black men were killed by police or whatever. And people are saying it's way overblown. But here's the thing. It's not just the killings. You said it yourself. One time you were stopped, what,
seven times in 3 months, Chris.
Right.
And not once did I get a ticket.
I had a cousin who's younger. He's 10 years younger than me, or 7, 8 years younger than me, something like that. He was stopped with two of his college friends on the highway for nothing. Their car was searched. Their luggage was emptied on the side of the road for nothing, looking for drugs.
Right.
And nothing was found. They're fine. So it's the harassment, the unnecessary stops, the driving while black, the harassment that thankfully doesn't end in a death. But still, as American citizens, you shouldn't have to go through that if you're just minding your own business and driving your car. And so this is beyond just those that get killed. This is just overall the harassment that a lot of blacks have suffered at the hands of police that thankfully doesn't end in a murder, but still, that don't make it right. So, all right, 877-99 on Fox. We're going to throw it out to you. What do you think about what DeSean Jackson had to say? Do you agree with Rob and me that, you know, I'm sorry, DeSean Watson, why don't some Americans want to hear athletes speak out on social issues? Black athletes, white athletes, whatever. Do you agree with Rob and I that there's that stereotype, dumb jocks or whatever? But it's your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. We're brought to you by Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. Works fast and you won't stink. It's pharmacist recommended. Odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backache, strains, sprains, even arthritis. There's no stinging, no burning involved. It's just simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast and you will not stink. All right, let's get to the calls. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Why do you guys think that fans don't really want to hear from athletes? Black, white, otherwise. You just really don't want to hear them speak out on social issues.
All right, let's kick it off with Marty in Kentucky. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Is River there? It's today's birthday, right?
No, I didn't get to call in yesterday. Yesterday was his birthday.
Oh, it was yesterday.
We got busy with his birthday stuff and didn't get to make the call.
Happy birthday!
All right, well, make sure.
Happy
belated. Make sure you tell him that the Odd Couple said happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday!
I will tell him, and I want to make two quick points on this subject. First of all, you mentioned Laura Ingram. I wouldn't call what everybody has Laura Ingram syndrome. When she made the shut up dribble comment, honestly, it didn't bother me. I don't get my feelings hurt by much. I thought, okay, that's her opinion, whatever. But then when Drew Brees spoke out,
right,
he said he's entitled to his opinion. Then when she was unable to be objective, then it bothered me. I'm like, okay, she's not a professional. Now,
right,
that's all I want to say about her. Now, y'all talk about the stigmatism on the black quarterbacks, and I think I've always felt this way for so long. It was so misread. People put the stigmatism on black quarterbacks, and what the problem was, it wasn't black quarterbacks. It was there wasn't a formula in the NFL for athletic quarterbacks. White quarterbacks that were athletic and succeeded in high school and college had the same problem. There just wasn't as many athletic white quarterbacks. And I believe that Russell Wilson, he started this all. He showed everyone the formula of an athletic quarterback in the NFL, how to play the position. We got Watson and Mahomes and Jackson coming in. They were all coming up while he was getting it done, showing the formula to how to do it, how to do it right. And now that formula's out there, we're going to see a lot more athletic quarterbacks.
No doubt. Thanks, Marty.
Thanks, Marty. We appreciate it.
Yep. Sam in Seattle, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. Man, I love when Marty calls in, but he was totally wrong. Like, let's put it real honestly. It starts with ownership. And ownership, like, for example, Cam Newton. Hey, I don't want anybody wearing tattoos. Yep. You got to be clean cut. You got to look a different way. You have to speak a certain way. I mean, if you look at Russell Wilson, he never, ever, ever, ever says anything that would rock the boat.
He's a clean-cut guy. He's clean-cut, yes.
Yeah, and so the idea that you, like, first one, America hates change. It's change is hard. Nobody likes it. But when you see people constantly getting their rights abused on a consistent basis, you can't say that it's equal.
Right.
So the problem is that when players finally are able to speak out, they don't have, I would say, the proper information to battle media or people who specialize in politics or in debating formats that you can become intellectual. I mean, Muhammad Ali is special.
No doubt. No, you're 100% right. You get on a stage a TV set with somebody who does it for a living, Chris, they'll get shredded.
Right.
They'll get shredded. You're not prepared for
that. But we're not even
that.
Talking. You know, Rob, I mean, first of all, a lot of the media aren't the ones challenging the athletes in this day and age when Black Lives Matter. You know, they're just asking them questions.
Right.
It's a lot of the fans who just don't want to hear it. But I think
all right, let's squeeze one more in, Chris.
That's all.
Jabril. In Atlanta, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Jabril?
Yeah, I feel like it's when people can't, like, identify with something, like, it's kind of hard for them to realize that that's really going on. And then especially to hear from an athlete that, you know, that's a millionaire, you know, famous.
Well,
they like,
and that they
you
look
can't
at
be going
rich
through that.
And spoiled, right?
Yeah, or rich. Like, you can't be going through that. Like, even, like, I got a lot of white friends, and I explained to them, like, yeah, it really goes on. Like, when I was 16, I first got my car, like, no exaggeration, I was getting pulled over and searched every week.
Right.
And it didn't stop until my mom, like, seen me pulled over on the side of the road, and they were searching my car. And she pulled over and just went off and had to go to the police department and, like, you know, had to raise some hell about it. Like, I was telling her, like, she was like, why didn't you tell me this earlier? I thought it was normal.
Harassment. Right.
Yeah,
right.
I didn't even say nothing about it. I just thought, like, this is what goes on, because, you know, just from seeing it for so long, and I just felt like, well, okay, I ain't doing this, so I ain't got no reason. I don't care if they search my car or not. But it's like when people don't know that it's going on, it's like they don't blind to it. It's just whatever.
That's
we don't want to hear about it.
That's right. That's
thanks,
a good
Jabril.
Call. Thank
appreciate
you, man.
You.
We appreciate that. All right, it's the hot seat on our way with USC Chris.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Damn, son!
The current temperature is...
The Odd Couple are making it hot in here.
Damn hot!
Time to sit your butt down in...
Real hot! Little crotch pot cooking.
The hot seat.
Yes, sir, it is the hot seat, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, a segment we invite one of our Fox Sports Radio teammates into that squared circle with the tag team champions of the world, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, the Odd Couple. Tonight's victim, he's got real tired of hearing you guys talk in the last 2 weeks, none other than my man, USC Chris. Chris, how are you feeling this evening?
I'm ready to go. These guys have only seen one side of me. Let me tell you, I have a lot of masks out here. Oh, I keep a lot of masks in my trunk. And I'm always ready to go. And you guys talking about pride in Detroit? No, it's because pride is it's a name of a bunch of lions. It's what we do.
Chris.
Double entendres.
You're in trouble. That's all I got
to
say.
You think so? You think
prediction?
So.
Prediction? Pain.
I like the reference you're doing. But listen.
This is like I'm grading your papers again in college when you were my student at USC. Expect an F.
You gave me an A+. What are you talking about? Also, you made me debate Joe Montana was better than Tom Brady one time. How am I supposed to work with this when you're giving me these groceries?
That's an impossible task.
All right, guys. You know how this segment works. USC Chris has three very hot takes. He's going to defend 2-on-1 against the Odd Couple. Let's get started, guys. Topic number one, Chris says that Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford should be considered an MVP candidate going into 2020. Chris, you got 30 seconds. State your case.
I know this is red meat for Rob Parker. I'm going to get right to it. Listen, guys, prior to his season-ending surgery in 2019, Stafford was on track for the best season of his career. He was leading the leagues in passes. Yards per passing attempt. He was on pace for 5,000 yards, 40 touchdowns. He was a juggernaut. He was unstoppable. The Lions' record was decent with him. He could absolutely carry that team on the back. He could absolutely get to them to that mountaintop. And honestly, if he had a better defense, if he had a Dallas Star on his helmet and not a Lion, we'd be doing a lot better with him. We'd be
Chris,
talking more.
But he doesn't! This isn't about hypothetical, son. If he had a Buccaneers helmet, a Cowboys helmet, he's a Lion. And guess what? You don't win MVP awards with a record that's decent. All right? You're not winning MVP when you win 7 games max. Okay? I could name you 12 quarterbacks that'll win it before Matt Stafford. Will you stop it with this nonsense? This Detroit pride. Detroit is horrible in football. Matt Stafford will never be an MVP.
Listen to you. Listen to you. Do you think there's only one person over there? No. It's a team sport out here. Hey, guess what you haven't got to here? Stafford is 11th in fourth quarter comebacks. He's tied with Brett Favre. Nate Burleson says that. And we're going to go to Vegas. You know what they think about the Lions this year? Here's what Vegas thinks. On the win total for Detroit, they're on the over. BetMGM says 89% of the handle for futures to win the NFC North is on the Lions. The sharps are on this. Everyone is on this. They know in their hearts Stafford can carry them to that damn mountaintop. They can get that ring there.
Chris, stop it. You're talking about Stat Padford. He has the nickname for a reason. All those numbers, those Hall of Fame numbers, come after the Lions are down 21 when defenses are relaxing. That's why his record is 5-46 against teams that finish over 500. He never beats anybody. First overall pick, and you're still waiting for a playoff win. Are you kidding me? That's how pathetic Matt Stafford has been. And don't act like he hasn't had any players. Calvin Johnson and Ndamukong Suh, I'll stop there.
Only Rob Parker would say Stat Padford, that's his nickname, when you're the only one who calls him that. So that doesn't really make sense. And USC Chris brought facts instead of feelings. Round number one goes to USC Chris.
Stop that's ridiculous. It. You know what, Rob?
The only thing worse than Padford is that take. My goodness.
All right, guys, we keep it moving. Take number two, it is the hot seat, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. USC Chris says he's done talking about New York sports teams and doesn't want to hear about them talked about on TV or radio ever again until they win a playoff series. Chris, you got 30 seconds. Tell us why.
Listen, we're doing this for your own good, New York. You haven't been able to put this together in a while. I'm tired of hearing about the Knicks. I'm tired of hearing about the Mets. You know what? I'm from the Midwest. You know the thing that grinds my gear the most is when the Tigers are out there and they win some ball games out there. I'm feeling good about myself. I'm also going to turn on the TV. What do I have to hear about? I have to hear about the Mets. I have to hear about the Knicks. I have to hear about the Jets. You're wasting our time. It's supposed to be we talk about winners in sports, and instead, why are we talking about these losers? I don't care that you're the biggest city in the country. Get your act together.
Here's the problem, Chris. There's other teams in New York. You mentioned the Jets, the Knicks, the Mets. Heck, I don't want to hear about them either. But what about the Brooklyn Nets? I mean, they got Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and now Steve Nash as a coach. We're not supposed to talk about them? Are you kidding me? And the Yankees, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, even if it's talking about how they can't stay healthy, we got to talk about the Yankees and the Giants. They beat the 18-0 Patriots. Are you nuts?
I will give you the Yankees. I will absolutely give you the Yankees, but you can't convince me anyone in New York even cares about the Nets. Stop that, Chris. Stop that. They says Brooklyn, not New York, for a reason. I'm doing this as an act of mercy. This is not the 1990s anymore. Patrick Ewing is not on the sideline for the Knicks. We should be talking about teams out there. New York belongs in the same conversation as the Sacramento Kings, as the Jacksonville Jaguars, where you have to treat everyone equal. It's about wins and losses.
Stop it. Are you kidding me? First of all, you can't poo-poo the Yankees and what they're always in the mix, even if they don't win the last couple of years. They haven't won the World Series, but they went to the ALCS. How could you dismiss that? And the Brooklyn Nets are a big story. Nobody talked about them when they were the Nets playing in New Jersey off exit 9W, but they're in downtown Brooklyn now. They are a story. Have you watched the NHL playoffs? The New York Islanders have a chance to get to the Stanley Cup. Hello? Is this on?
Rob, again, I don't know if talking hockey really helps your case on this one because nobody talks hockey on Fox Sports Radio.
But the Islanders have a chance to get to the Stanley Cup.
That is true. That is true. You did make a point. Round number two goes to the Odd Couple.
Yes. And thanks to the NHL. Thank you, Islanders. We needed that.
All right, here we go. Last take of the night. The hottest take of the night. We saved the best for last. USC Chris here on the hot seat says that the best movie set in Detroit or about Detroit is the original RoboCop shot in 1987. USC Chris, you got 30 seconds. State your case.
This is Paul Verhoeven's masterpiece. Are you kidding me? Listen, you can call me a nerd. I don't care. This was great. Get over the fact that it's a robotic cop. Go out there. This is some of the greatest satire of American culture from the 80s out there. The 6000 SUX, it knew exactly all the pieces to hit. It foresaw the decline of Detroit. It foresaw the decline of American cities, and it embraced it. It satirized it. It's fantastic. It bleeds Detroit all throughout the movie.
Chris, first of all, I don't even think you were born when RoboCop came out. I watched it in college, and I'll give you this. It was a good movie. I enjoyed it. But stop it. There's no way it's the best movie about Detroit. Ever heard of 8 Mile and Eminem, the legendary MC? No way that RoboCop was better than 8 Mile. How about Four Brothers with Mark Wahlberg and Andre 3000? Outstanding movie. How about White Boy Rick in Detroit?
I'm not gonna listen to 9 Mile. That is called Detroit Valor Theft right there. I will not stand for it. Listen, RoboCop is quotable. There's so many good things. They're coming out with a mini-series prequel about its villain. People love this thing. And if you are a Detroit Tigers fan, you know you got the best line of all time. Come on, Sal. The Tigers are playing tonight. I never miss a game.
My barbershop in Detroit is on 7 Mile, so you know the best movie about Detroit is 8 Mile, an Eminem story. Are you kidding me? I don't care where he lived or where he grew up. That movie, people all around the world, Chris, USC Chris, knows that 8 Mile is Detroit. I'm sure there are other 8 Miles around this country, but that is how significant that movie is. Everybody knows when you say 8 Mile, you're talking about Detroit.
Very tough round to score.
That was a blitz. Wasn't tough.
Mostly
it was a
because
bloodbath.
I had no idea RoboCop was shot in Detroit. I never seen it.
Nobody did.
Nobody.
Round number three, and the win goes to the Odd Couple.
Of course,
yes,
it
indeed.
Does.
And it Chris, always goes.
And
to the
USC
Odd
Chris, on your final exam, you get an F from Professor Parker.
I'll be back. You're not done with me. I'm retaking the semester.
USC Chris, good job though. You look, you did better, much better than Rob G and his maiden voyage onto the hot seat. So hold your head up high. It's more Odd Couple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, you are listening to The Odd Couple. Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, we're brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got more ways for you to get what you need when you need it with their free same-day pickup. You can place your order online, grab what you need today at more than 5,700 AutoZone locations, in-store or curbside. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I got a newsflash for you.
Go ahead.
Brad Stevens just got a 6-year contract extension. No, I'm just kidding.
I was about to say, like, didn't that happen already?
No, it happened already.
When
right.
he got that contract,
But all I'm saying is at some point, man, they better not lose game seven.
Well, now let's stay there. I get where you're going as far as
should have been up
3-0 prematurely.
Right.
But I still think he's a very good coach. And if they
I don't think this is an easy win,
like where if they lose this series, we're looking at them like we're looking at Budenholzer. These are two evenly matched teams.
I'm just saying at some point you got to punch your ticket. That's all. And this would be devastating considering you were 0.5 away from a 3-0 lead and commanding the series. And now, you know, you could wind up losing it in a game seven. That's all I'm saying. I just think he was anointed too quickly, Chris.
He was definitely anointed.
He's a good young coach.
Yeah.
I know coaches in the NBA and people who look and can't believe, like, you know, the contract.
Well, just the contract
getting.
He got right out of college.
That's what I'm saying. Like unproven.
No, you're right about that.
Didn't win a championship in college.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's just like, oh yeah, just no matter what, here's the money, here's the security. no matter what. And at some point, you got to ante up. That's all I'm saying.
I hear you. I think these are two very evenly matched teams. And I think Miami's the same way. I mean, whoever gets past this, you know, this round and faces Miami, I mean, there's some evenly matched teams left in the East. But so I wouldn't hold it against them if they lost. I hear what you're saying, but the 3-0, they could have been up 3-0. But it wasn't like they made just bumbling mistakes that third game. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying that at some point,
pretty much.
No, I get it. But he's been paid handsomely, like he's won something.
Yeah, yeah. But speaking
the Clippers score?
Yeah, they're off to a huge lead.
26-12 for people imagine not watching.
The way this series is gone, that Denver will probably come back and make it a good game. But I think the Clippers, it may go six. I picked it in six. What'd you pick?
I picked it in six. Because yeah, I always think yeah. that they were a three seed. It wasn't like they're
right. No, they're a good team.
And they lost in game seven to get to the Western Conference Finals a year ago, Denver.
Right.
Let's
right.
not forget that.
I could see the Clippers going up 3-1. I think, look, no matter what they say, I think they and the Lakers are looking at each other. You know what I mean? Like, looking at the results of, okay, the Lakers are in control of that series. They're up 2-1. Let's stay in control of ours. Let's go up 3-1. You know what I mean? Get this thing over with, like try that. To get some rest.
Like,
yeah,
right, came out with, like, you're not winning tonight. You know, one of those right. starts. We'll see what happens. And Paul George, I don't think when I looked at it, he didn't have any points already. And that's a good Kawhi Leonard is off to a good start.
Yeah,
yeah. You know what George, I mean? Without him yeah. yet. Right. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. I mean, and obviously, again, we both picked the Clippers to win it. I would like to start seeing them put 2-3 straight good games together. You know what I'm saying? Because they've been up and down. I mean, Dallas, they were up and down. They were up and down in the bubble. They're up, you know, as far as the seeding games. And they've been up and down this series. They come out tonight, you know, win again. That'll be, you know, impressive. I just want to see them playing consistently. They may be able to get away with it if they don't. But they don't bring it every night, and I'd like to start seeing them do that. But
yeah, I'm also one of those guys. I just understand other teams are going to play well and win too. You know, like, it ain't that easy in the playoffs to just be good every night, because some team, we see it with the Lakers. They've lost game one all the time. They look horrible. You know what I mean? But that doesn't mean they're not a good team.
Well, the key, and I tell Nick Wright this all the time on First Things First, is he's younger. It's win in advance. I don't care if you win by one, you win by 31. You win in seven, you win in four. Win in advance. That's all that counts. All right, guys, peace.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.